It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, May 9th, 2019. Today's the birthday of American politician Anton Cermak, born in Kladno, Austria-Hungary, now in the Czech Republic in 1873. He served as the 44th mayor of Chicago, Illinois, from April 7, 1931, until his death on March 6, 1933, from complications of an assassination attempt 23 days earlier. He emigrated with his parents to the United States in 1874 and grew up in the town of Braidwood, Illinois, where he was educated before beginning to work full-time while still a teenager. He followed his father into coal mining. After moving to Chicago at age 16, Cermak worked as a towboy for the horse-drawn streetcar line and then tended horses in the stables of Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood. During the early years of his working life, Cermak supplemented his education with evening high school and business college classes. After saving enough money to buy his own horse and cart, he went into business for himself, selling firewood, and subsequently expanded his venture into a cartage business. As he became more active politically, he served in numerous municipal government jobs, including clerk in the city police court. As his political fortunes began to rise, he was able to avail himself of other business opportunities, including real estate, insurance, and banking. He began his political career officially as a Democratic Party precinct captain, and in 1902 he was elected to the Illinois House of Representatives. 7 years later, he became alderman of the 12th Ward. Cermak was elected president of the Cook County Board of Commissioners in 1922, chairman of the Cook County Democratic Party in 1928, and mayor of Chicago in 1931. His mayoral victory came in the wake of the Great Depression and the deep resentment many Chicagoans had of Prohibition and the increasing violence resulting from organized crime's control of the city, typified by the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Before Cermak, the Democratic Party in Cook County was run by Irish Americans. The Irish first became successful in politics because they spoke English, and because coming from an island on the edge of Europe, they didn't have a complicated network of ancestral enemies. As Cermak climbed the local political ladder, the resentment of the party leadership grew. When the bosses rejected his bid to become the mayoral candidate, he swore revenge, forming his political army from the non-Irish elements. With support from Franklin Roosevelt on the national level, Cermak gradually wooed members of Chicago's growing black community into the Democratic fold and roundly defeated the Republican incumbent, Big Bill Thompson. While shaking hands with FDR at Bayfront Park in Miami, Florida, on February 15, 1933, Cermak was shot in the lung and mortally wounded by Giuseppe Zangara, who was reportedly attempting to assassinate Roosevelt. Zangara was executed in the electric chair just 2 weeks after the mayor's death. Later, rumors circulated that it was Cermak and not Roosevelt who was the actual target, as his promise to clean up Chicago's rampant lawlessness posed a threat to Al Capone and the city's organized crime element. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 9th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.